Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast, presents episode 740, Tag Designation Banished, recorded live on June 25th, 2020. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. I am your host, Duststorm.
And I'm your co-host, Godzilla T.
And we are here to cover a slew of news from all across the spectrum, because this week has been quite a crazy week, and Pins is kicking things off with 5 gifted Tier 1 subs on Twitch. Holy crap, Pins. Thank you for that. I think that bumps our sub count up to like 13. Unless the ones that got gifted from Arma have already expired. But thank you for the gifted subs.
Much appreciated.
We are DJ-less tonight because we might as well go ahead and talk about this first. Mixer is shutting down.
Yes. And Mixer is dying a terrible death.
Yeah. This came to surprise by everybody. There was...
including the employees.
Yeah. There was absolutely no warning at all that this was going to happen. And there was no words to partners, no words to staff.
Well, there were two partners who got a heads up because they were paid out.
A day before.
Yeah.
Not even a full day before.
Yeah, but they're not worried about it because they can retire now. $30 million and $10 million. I'm like,
yeah,
really?
Yeah.
Hey, Microsoft, why don't you send some of that my way?
Right. Kind of share some of the love around. So if people have been living under a rock, Mixer is shutting down.
It's a big rock.
It's a very big rock. But as of June 22nd, Mixer made the announcement that they will be shutting down in a month. So on July 22nd, Mixer will be no more. And of all places, is going to redirect to Facebook Gaming.
Yeah. For those of you that are kind enough to follow me on Mixer, I thank you.
Likewise.
Thank you for following Podtacular on Mixer.
Yes, thank you very much.
If you'd like to continue following us, please join us over on Twitch.
Yes.
You can find me at Godzilla T on Twitch. You can find Dust at...
Duststorm on Twitch.
Okay, and of course, Podtacular on Twitch.
Yep. And DJ is also on Twitch, DJ Blue PDX.
Correct.
He will be making the move over to Twitch. And he is not here because...
he's making the move over to Twitch.
Yeah. Because Mixer was basically his job, his kind of source of income, he's... quickly trying to get his feet back under him since the carpet was pulled out from everybody on the platform who was no partnered. Kidding. So, yeah. He is taking this week off. He will be back next week. And I'm sure we'll talk about this a little bit more again because he's been doing a lot of the research into... well, all the Mixer partners have been doing a lot of research into what the pros and cons are for Facebook Gaming versus going back to Twitch versus some other options like YouTube, DLive, Stream.me or something like that. So there's a lot going on. It's been a hectic and emotional week for a lot of people on the platform. And I'll just say from the Podtacular side of things, it really is sad to see happen the way it did without any warning, without any kind of, hey, this is something that's coming versus just, nope, it's done.
It's not coming. It's here.
Right. I mean, we weren't, obviously, we're not that big in the streaming game. We're lucky if we top out 20 viewers a stream. So it doesn't impact us personally that dramatically, like me and GT, but definitely for DJ and for a lot of other people that we've had guests on the show or that are friends of the show, we just want to offer our support and just, yeah, you guys got screwed over royally. and we'll do everything we can to promote your new homes of content, whether it's on Twitch or if you do decide to go over to Facebook, we'll promote you over there as well. But just know that the Halo community has your back wherever you decide to go, and we hope to continue to go out there and continue to find those content creators and just give them a little place in the Halo community that we can highlight them. So I think that's probably enough that we'll talk about Mixer, because I'm sure we'll talk a little bit about it more when DJ's back on the show, but we will only be streaming on Mixer for a couple more times, if that. We'll probably stream at least through the next full round of streams, so Dragon Friday, podcast, and Achieving Halo. So probably, I guess, after 4th of July weekend for us here in the States, we probably won't be streaming to Mixer anymore. Or if we do, we will just have a stream up there that says, hey, we're over on Twitch now, go here. So for everyone that is listening to us or following us on live streams, please make sure you go and follow us on Twitch, because we will for sure be there. We don't know if we're going to keep the YouTube part of it, and we probably are not going to be streaming to Facebook, because we've tried it before, and it's a pain in the butt. So, more hopefully with what exactly we'll be doing on that next week. If not, join our Discord, check out our social media, we'll be posting updates there on what we decide to do.
Well, I'd like to say one thing.
Sure.
I know Dust follows this sentiment, but since we moved to Mixer, you guys have just shown up and blown us away with your subscribing and following our channel. We went to very, very few. I think we started at like 15 followers on Mix, 15 followers on Mixer, and we are just about to hit 400. So Thank you all for following us. And we hope you all follow us back over to Twitch as our main streaming platform.
I honestly hadn't realized we got up that high Mixer. We are currently sitting at 1.5K on Twitch. So that's nice to know that we at least have some.
At least if I read that
following
correctly.
Over there. You probably did. Yes, but to echo GT's sentiment, thank you for coming over and following us over to Mixer. Obviously, Mixer was kind of a platform where it was a lot more positive and encouraging and engaging than Twitch has a reputation for, but Twitch over the years has gotten better about things. They've cleaned up some things, so hopefully with going back to Twitch, it'll be a lot easier for us to kind of reintegrate. And the other thing, too, is on Twitch, with all the bigger Halo streamers over there, there's a lot more chance for us to get hosted or rated. Like, we've been rated by Nated and Real Life Spartan and Haas and several other Halo streamers over there. So Twitch actually gets us an opportunity to get more exposure. So while it is kind of sucks for us on the Mixer side of things, going back over to Twitch is a nice way for us to actually get some more exposure. And we also are partnered on Twitch, so we can actually get subscribers over there.
Yes, we are. We can actually take advantage of it.
Yeah, and Pins just dropped a bombshell of 5 tier 1 subs. Arma did that, I think, about a month ago, and then Frizzle subbed for his first month, tier 1 as well. So thank you for all the subs over on Twitch. Much appreciated.
I give Podtacular all my free subs from Amazon. So
I do the same thing. I just wish it actually auto-renewed the Prime subs, because then I go back and log in and I'm like, oh, I haven't resubbed that in 2 months.
Yeah. Same here.
Let's move on to the main line content of the show. Let's start off with our recaps for streams, starting with not one, but two Dragon Fridays. If GT remembers as far back as 2 weeks ago.
Did we have a Dragon Friday? No. No, actually, the last two Dragon Fridays have been great. Last week, we had a full lobby. We moved into some custom games. We got to play some Speed.
I love Speed.
We played Speed in the MCC, which is by all means the best version of it. It hasn't been better in any of the other games.
Nope.
Halo Reach is the best way to play it.
Yes. Hands down.
Someone had problems keeping their Warthog on the ground.
Most people did.
Some people had a problem with driving up the butts of other people out of nowhere.
Is there one particular person that you're thinking of?
No, I'm not. I'm not blaming Keys. I mean, I'm not blaming anything, anybody at all.
It's okay. He's not in here. You can talk bad about him.
No, actually, Love I think Keys. It was Speg.
There were quite a few people that I know. I gave frog butts a hard time.
All I know is I'd get going, and all of a sudden I'd be going backwards and upside down and sideways because somebody tried to drive under my Warthog.
I think I did that once last week.
Probably.
I know. I know there were several times where I like ran into frog butts or Louie.
Yeah.
Because it's so easy. I thought there was a version of the Reach map where it actually fixed the spawn orientation at the top of the ramp, where it actually matches your orientation going through.
That is the fixed one.
Is it?
I never had a problem with my orientation coming out of the teleporter.
I do. It always sets me back to flat.
No, I didn't have a problem with it.
So it's a host thing.
Anybody else I saw, I didn't see them having a problem with it because there was a lot of flying warthogs.
Just stay away from the drug speeds. Yes, yeah. Halo speed is where it's at. Thank you.
Speed. Thank you, Big
Daddy. Speed. Speed.
Anyway.
Yes, F's in the chat for Mixer.
But definitely having a lot of fun with the game nights, getting a lot of good turnout. Again, if any of you would like to join us, we have our game night every Friday night at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. You can message me on Xbox Live at Godzilla T. And from what I've been told, the space doesn't matter anymore. So if you can't find me without the space, then put a space between Godzilla and T, and you'll find me. Like I said, if you want to join in, shoot me a message. It's the easiest way for me to get you in the lobby and the quickest. If you have a custom game that you would like to play on Fraggin' Fridays, send me a message on Xbox Live, or you can send me a message on Twitter with the relevant information. For Halo 5, please provide links to the Waypoint file share. For Reach or MCC, provide me with the map name, game type name, and the person that made it, and I will look it up and determine that it is appropriate for our game nights. For one, we've had some people suggest some game types that weren't exactly appropriate for streams, but anyway, like I said, if you have your favorite game type that you would like to see on a Fraggin' Friday, be sure to let me know what it is. We'll review it and we'll get it in the rotation if it is something that we can play.
Very good. Over on the Achieving Halo side of things, we have not been doing Achieving Halo, but we have been playing in the Halo 3 PC flight, which has been a lot of fun.
Which has been extended again.
Yes, for a third time. It has been extended through until the 29th, which is it's through Sunday, so they have sessions through the 28th, but they'll turn it off, I think, like at 10 a.m. Eastern time on Monday morning or something like that. But yeah, this is their third extension because the community has actually reported a lot of issues, and hey, you know, they're actually slowing down and taking time to address them this time around after the debacle that happened with Halo 2 Anniversary.
Well, like I said, things with their current work situation, I can see how things would get by. And it was,
yeah.
I don't know if the problem had reared its head during the flight and they just didn't fix it, or if it's something that showed up because they fixed something that was something reported in the flight.
Hmm.
Unfortunately, with the Halo 2 flight, I did not get a lot of time to play with it. I think I got to play maybe two or three games, and that was it. So,
okay. Yeah, we played 2 weekends ago. We actually did the full 4-hour session from 5 to 9 Pacific. So, we did 4 hours of that. And then last week, we did 2 hours. We started at our normal time of 10 Eastern and went on a little past midnight. So, a little bit more than 2 hours. But it was a lot of fun. It's there's obviously some sweaty games because it is Halo 3, but we had a really good time with it. The first week, I forget who all I was playing with the first week. I know Frizzled was in there, Keys, I forget who else. But we actually matched up against Uni's team, and Uni had Ubernick, Ice Biteful, and a few other streamers and content creators. We had them on the ropes until about 62, and then they beat us 193 on Avalanche.
I was watching. I actually tuned in for that particular game at some time, and I tuned into Spiteful's stream.
Oh, gosh.
And I was just sitting there watching. He was having the hell of a time. There was so much latency with him. He could not hit the broadside of a barn for about the first half of that game. I mean, I'm sitting there, I'm watching the gameplay. The reticle is on your head.
Mm-hmm.
He pulls the trigger with the sniper rifle, and you kill him.
Was that in a party room, in the lift room?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, okay, I remember that kill. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Oof. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
It's been a lot of fun. And since the flight is extended through Sunday, we will be playing it one last time before the flight goes away. So we'll be playing some more Halo 3 Insider on Sunday for those that have it and want to join. We'll clean up. We'll get cleaned up. We'll just go in and have a good time with it. So come on over if you want to play. And everyone who's wanted to play should be in it because they invited every freaking person that had an insider profile that was up to date. So if you didn't get into the flight and you want to get into the flight, it's on you.
Check your emails.
Make sure your insider profile is updated. And well, it's not check your emails. It's actually go on and check Waypoint.
Well, no, I got an email that I got a message.
Oh, I don't know if I got an email for the first one.
Mine set up that anytime somebody sends me a message on Waypoint, it sends me an email. Let me know there's a message there.
And I've turned that off. Okay.
Well, I don't get that many messages from Waypoint, so.
Fair enough. Have you not played it at all, Big Daddy, or are you just talking about this weekend? And talking about playing in Halo armor. Real Life Spartan does it every stream. He is in his Halo armor every stream. At least the chest piece. Maybe not full armor, but he is in his chest piece for every stream. But yeah, I can't imagine what that's like. Maybe one day, I don't know.
I'm sweaty enough. I don't need to add freaking Master Chief armor to the pile.
Right? Yeah, just sitting here, it's like, yeah, it's warm. There's no air conditioning down in here in the basement, so it gets a little toasty with all the different computers and Xboxes I have running.
Yeah, it's amazing how much heat comes off these electronics.
Yeah, it's a lot.
I mean, I've got a fan blowing on me right now just to stir the air because the way I have my desk oriented, it becomes kind of like a little pocket.
Mm-hmm.
And it just kind of traps that heat and it gets warm.
Yep, I'm the same way. I can go 6 feet in that direction, and it's 5 degrees cooler. So I usually have fans running, but obviously during the podcast, I don't, because then you'd hear the wind in the microphone.
I spent a lot of time figuring out where I could put the fan and have it on without it affecting the microphone.
That's probably smart. I have a vertical fan, so it's pretty tall, so no matter what, you hear the noise at some point. You could probably get a small one to put under the desk and it probably will work.
I've got a good old fashioned box fan.
If it works for you.
It works.
That's great. Yeah. Over on the website, we have two Machinima Monday posts and another streamer showcase. I actually got off my butt and did another one of those. We have The Running Dead Season 2 and we have What We Left Behind. The Running Dead Season 2 is a Halo Reach style kind of zombie type of machinima. And then the What We Left Behind, this one is pretty new. This is a Halo 2 anniversary machinima. And then over on the streamer showcase, no stranger to the streaming game, been around for a while, it's Vetoed. and I actually reached out to him about doing this, and he gave me a whole splurge of info about how he got his start back in Halo 3, how he went on to actually go compete. Like, once Halo 5 came out, he took a little break between when he was streaming hardcore with Halo 3 and then when Halo 5 came out. And the way that he got his name out there, apparently, is he did a lot of just 24-hour streams. He was just on stream constantly. So whenever someone would search Halo, he would always be one of the ones that was near the top. And that's how he got popular in the Halo streaming game, which I had no idea.
It doesn't hurt that he's actually good at the game.
I mean, there's that too. He's actually enjoyable to watch. Another thing about Vito too is he has such a calming demeanor when he plays, even when he gets competitive, that it's just like, wow, you make playing Halo competitively look easy because of how calm you are. I can guarantee you it's definitely harder than it looks, but yeah, he has a certain personality about him where he can just like focus and be chill and still perform at his peak.
Mm-hmm.
Which is just incredible. He doesn't have a set streaming schedule right now, but he has just under 500 subscribers currently and 33,000 followers on Twitch. So hopefully I'll do another one this weekend and actually try to keep it up on the weekly schedule. Over on the Tales from the Foxhole side, we haven't got anything new yet, but if you would like to share any content or stories with us regarding Halo, we have a Tales from the Foxhole channel on Discord. And you can also drop content in our Xbox Club, and we'll go over there and check that out every now and then. We have an update on our company commendations. We are so close to our next one. I thought we'd have this by now, but we're not quite there yet. We are 23 away from killing an opponent that shot you first. 23.
Working on it.
Are you working on it right now?
No, not right now. Although I really wish I was playing some Halo 3 right at the moment. Not really.
You want to get sweated on?
Because, you know, everybody knows how much I like Halo 3.
I'm not a big fan of Halo 3 either. It's probably my least favorite multiplayer of the whole franchise.
I will have to admit, I am starting to seriously consider getting a gamepad.
Like?
You know, a little keyboard.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. I used to have one of those back in the day.
Yeah. I've been thinking about getting one.
Is there a particular one that you've been looking at?
Not really.
Okay. So if you want to give DJ some or GT some recommendations, feel free to hit him up on the Discord or Twitter.
You know, I'm just starting to consider it. I've got to really sit down and kind of figure out what I want to do as far as what I want each hand to do, as far as what I want each hand to control.
Mm.
The other thing I'm looking at is reviving my old PC and turning it into a strictly a gaming PC, you know, only games on it.
Versus just like a general office PC as well?
Well, right now I have my workstation / gaming PC. You know, I have mm-hmm. the PC that I edit video and I stream with, but I also game on it too.
Okay.
And I'm thinking about actually just running a dedicated gaming PC where, you know, I just have games on it.
Okay.
You know, that way I can, you know, a lot of these mods and stuff I can play and, you know, I can have it all on a separate PC. So if by chance something happens, I don't lose everything.
Right. Kind of separating out some of those roles makes.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. No, I get that. I'm trying to put a lot more of the streaming stuff over here. Although when I guess I need to test out the performance of what it's like when I'm gaming on here and then just doing a capture, an NDI capture over versus actually just streaming from this PC. Mm-hmm. I don't know what the overhead is with
an that, NDI so. Capture has very little overhead. Because I actually, when I'm streaming on my own channel,
mm-hmm.
I like to have a clean recording of my game session, you know, with no voice, no camera. So I have mm-hmm. one instance of OBS that actually captures the video and the audio of the game. And then via NDI, I push it over to another instance of OBS that actually streams it. You know, where that has my microphone, that has my camera, my overlays, and all that on it.
Yeah, the only thing is this headset is tied to my gaming PC, obviously, because I use that for chat and whatnot. So I'd have to get creative with that a little bit.
I've been actually using VoiceMeeter and their V-bands to move sound from computer to computer. It's like right now, I can monitor the stream through a second PC and hear it here, but it doesn't go into my stream. Same with my chat. I use Restream has a great application. It's a chat application, and it has it will read messages to you. I have it on another, just a little tablet, Microsoft Surface. And while I'm doing gaming, or, you know, I'm streaming, I have it set up to where it will send an audio signal to these headphones and actually read the messages to me. So for one, I don't have to take my eyes off the game to know somebody's saying something. And I can kind of keep an eye on, I can keep an ear on the chat instead of having to sit there and watch it, you know, because, you know, I'd have to look over to another monitor and stuff. And also, it also helps, like, when people come in and say hi, I can immediately respond to them because I know they're there, and I don't have to keep constantly looking over at chat.
Yeah, makes sense.
But, you know, I mean, there are ways to do that without, that's not too much trouble.
Okay. I have virtual audio cable. I don't think it has quite the same kind of features as the one that you have.
Well, it's just VoiceMeeter. They have virtual audio cables as well.
Right. So I just look into that.
Like I said, I use VoiceMeeter Banana by VV Audio. Now for my streaming rig, I do have their virtual audio cables that I use to assign to like games and stuff. That way I can route them where I want them. Most of my mixing I actually do in OBS. So.
Yep. I should probably look into that. So back to company accommodations, since that's where we were at. The next one that we have is also really close. We are 174 away from assassinations. And then we have 303 of splatters.
Lawnmower, man.
Lawnmower. The last two are still the last two. Killing Marines and Shoulder Bash.
Mm-hmm. They really should have cut the Killing Marines in half. It's a lot of damn Marines.
They were really trying to push Warzone with this thing. That's for sure.
That's no joke, yeah.
Shoulder Bashes, they just need to have Castle Wars as a permanent playlist.
That's just it doesn't count. On.
Yeah, that's right.
Because it counts as a sword kill.
That's right.
Which Never is mind. Bull.
Never mind. Bull true. Yeah. I'm sorry. I even got my wife to laugh. I think that was her laughing.
Does everybody like how I fed that one to him? At least he got this one.
Hey, now. But that's true. All right, we've got a matchmaking calendar update thanks to this week's community update, which Uni posted about an hour before we started. Not a lot of new stuff, but this is one of the new things, of the two new things that are in there. So, GT, what do we have coming up for Halo 5?
Well, the updated schedule for Halo 5, this weekend, we have Forerunner Slaying rotating in for core play. We have Warzone Turbo going live for the weekend.
Turbo.
Okay. For July 2nd, they're
evaluating the health of all ranked playlists, so yeah, they'll probably do some shifting around of things.
Why did you say evaluating? Evaluate. Anyway, we got Shoddy Sniper rotating in for Forerunner Slayer. Warzone Turbo continues through the July 4th weekend, so you get two weekends to play it this time, Dust.
Well, no, it's July 2nd is the Thursday before July 4th.
Warzone Turbo goes live this weekend. It continues till
next
weekend. They're continuing it through July 4th weekend.
Well, so I'm curious about that. Are they going to take it down on Monday and then bring it back on Thursday? Because when they
it says through July 4th.
Through 4th of July weekend. So that means like through the weekend. So that almost.
Well, maybe that sounds like they're
doing it two weekends in a row. They're not doing it through the full.
Yeah, probably. They'll probably take it down Monday and then put it back up Friday or Thursday or something. For July 9th, ODS Slayer rotates in for Shoddy Snipers. On the 16th of July, Rock and Rail comes back in place of ODS Slayer.
I need to do my conspiracy theory. ODST dropping on July 9th for Halo MCC. Obviously not, but, you know, that's the Halo community for you. I'm sorry, carry on.
I'm thinking maybe August, though.
Yeah, I Halo 3 will definitely, well, not definitely, but most likely come out in July. ODST will either be right behind that, the tail end of July, or it'll be August.
Yeah, I'm thinking August. Let's see, for the 9th, I already did the 9th. Also on the 16th, Warzone Assault goes live. For the weekend of July 23rd, CE Anniversary Throwback rotates in for Rock and Rail. And then on July 30th, rounding out the month, we get Roaming King rotating in for CE Anniversary. And we get Warzone Turbo back.
Turbo time! So you get it
3 times!
In 2 months. Or in a matter of 5 weeks. There you go.
You think you'll be turboed out? Odds on how many of those he'll actually play. 1, 2, or 3.
Make your bets now.
I'm sure he'll play at least one. After that, who knows?
Make your bets now, ladies and gentlemen.
Let's see.
MCC is next on the line. What do we got?
There it is. For Halo MCC.
MCC.
They're up. Their update is today's playlist update brings Fiesta online and is accompanied by a game update.
Fiesta.
Fiesta.
It's a party in the MCC.
Fiesta on Master Chief Collection is just not the same.
It's
don't get me wrong.
Super Fiesta.
It's still fun. Don't get me wrong. It's still fun. But it seems like by about 3 minutes into the game, everybody's got a shoddy or has got a sniper and a rocket launcher.
Because those are the powerful weapons in the older games. It's not like Super Fiesta where you can go with a void tear.
Well, it's not like where you got 17 different types of rocket launchers and, you know, Spartan lasers and sniper rifles and shotguns and
exactly
BRs, DMRs, assault exactly. rifles, SMGs, plasma pistols.
Yeah, it's
and the fact that they don't, you know, in the older games, they don't despawn every, you know, 1.5 seconds after you die.
Yeah, it honestly is curious to me what they're because obviously it seems like with Infinite, they're trying to go back to a little more classic or traditional Halo or whatnot. And obviously Super Fiesta has been very successful. So do they keep variants in there for customs and just not touch them for matchmaking or campaign, or do they keep
them? I'd honestly be very happy with that. If they, they don't even have to put all the crazy weapons in campaign. Just make them available for custom games.
Yeah. Or make the glitch with the weapon pads, make that more of a utility for Forge.
Well, I think they pretty much did. They just never bothered to fix it.
Well, yeah. Or have like different, I don't know, projectile effects, I guess. Like different traits that you can put on projectiles of weapons. I have no idea how they would do that, but just spewing out random ideas at this point.
I can't wait to see what they've got for Forge for Infinite.
I mean, with how much the community's been clamoring for, like, stuff in Halo 5 and all this stuff that people want
in Forge. I mean, for Halo 5, they pretty much punched everybody's wish list. There are a few things that they didn't get. For the
most part, yeah.
But for the most part, they pretty much punched everybody's wish list for Forge.
Well, and I believe...
And then some.
Hasn't, like, didn't 343 come out at one point and said they basically maxed out all that they could actually fit into Forge for Halo 5?
Yeah, with that last expansion. They said, this is it. We can't put no more in.
Yeah, they filled Forge to the brim. A new engine.
I forget what they said the limitation was.
I don't remember. I just remember there
was a limitation. I don't remember if it was a game engine limitation or something else. Or just a physical space limitation.
They probably redesigned the engine to where they could support more. We'll just have to wait and see. I'll take a line from HCS Pro Talk. We'll just have to wait and see.
Well, yeah. That's all we can do.
Yeah. Right. What else we got coming to MCC?
So it looks like we've got two nameplates.
Two very colorful nameplates.
Very colorful nameplates. We have two new Pride Month nameplates have been added, which you can unlock by playing MCC between June 24th at 5 p.m. and July 24th at 5 p.m.
Basically for the month.
For the month. We got some game updates. They fixed the body shot damage issue in SWAT for Halo CE. Added an additional shoddy snipers game variant for Halo 2. The rotational playlists are rotated Fiesta into Social 4v4 and Social FFA.
Fiesta!
They rotated Race out.
Don't tell Duquesne.
Duquesne! Guess what?
No more Race. I think the day that dropped, Duquesne was streaming that. I didn't get a chance to go in and play it, but I know Race? Duquesne was playing it. Yeah.
Yeah. That doesn't surprise me.
Nope. Doesn't surprise me either. And then wrapping it up there, just a reminder that for Black History Month, they have that nameplate back out again. I think they introduced this one two years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that. And then all the rec packs that you buy through July 9th are all the proceeds for that are being donated to the NAACP Legal Defense and Education Fund. We also have a little dev update as well. You want to take on that, or you want me to pick this one up?
I'm sure.
I tried to abbreviate it as much as I could.
Abbreviate?
Chop, chop, slash, slash!
Oh.
Basically, chop, chop, slash, slash, mold a little bit, mash it up.
This is as of June 19th.
Boiled it, stuck it in a Halo stew.
Yeah. Stir it? Oh. They extended the,
come here, little kitty.
Oh.
Wait, what?
They are extending the Halo 3 flight until the 29th, as we talked about earlier, with an update to the flight to address 90-plus issues. Wow.
Yeah.
We will not be going into detail on that.
They didn't even list them, so we don't even have to. So,
like I said, we will not be going into detail on that. players have found, as well as bugs they have found working on that they've been working on since the flight began. The flight feedback. Please use the Halo Insider forum instead of on social media. Makes it easier for them to track it.
Yep.
And also makes it easier for you to find out if the issue has already been reported.
Yep.
Size and locations for challenge toasts have been changed thanks to players' feedback. Okay. I wonder where they moved them to. They don't show.
Well, the picture there, you can see the, like, it's kind of hidden by the BR, but it's right there. Yeah.
Now it just blends into the weapon, so you'll never see it.
I mean, it does slide in. You'll see the motion.
I do understand why they moved it there. It was a little distracting up there in the upper right-hand corner.
And it was big.
It was huge.
It took up like a quarter width of the screen. Anyway, sorry, continue on.
The new skins option won't be for users' created skins. More info coming in June's development blog there. Okay. In closing, they have invited everyone to the PC flight. That's everyone. if you have valid information in the fighting on the fighting website, you got an invite. So I think that's the first time they've done it for any of the flights.
I think so. They invited an additional 130,000 people on the first extension of the flight.
Lots of people.
Or I guess technically the second extension. Yeah, 130,000 people.
That's a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. At least they're wanting to get this one right.
That's actually more than the people, more than the number of people that are currently actively playing Halo 3 Classic.
Probably combined with all the classic games and MCC and Halo 5 combined, to be perfectly honest.
Well, Halo 3 usually can't... Every time I've checked, it's usually been right about between 75 and 100,000 people online playing it. Now, Halo not in one 3? Playlist. Halo 3, yes. It's still popular. Yeah.
On 360... Well, I guess back compatible on Xbox One as well, but...
Yeah.
Wow.
Now, you know, that's during peak time. You know, in the evenings and on weekends, like in the middle, you know, it's not like back in the day where it was 200 plus thousand people all day long, every day.
Or more than a million.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Insider play times for the 24th. So this.
It was yesterday.
This was yesterday.
You can skip that if you want.
We had team doubles and social war 4v4 and all the times. Are going to be the same with the exception of the 27th.
Mm-hmm.
We have 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Pacific time and 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. Pacific time. For today, the 25th, they're doing team hardcore, social 4v4. On the 26th, they'll be doing team slayer, social FFA. And then for the 27th, they'll be doing team hardcore again. And social 8v8, they have one time frame on that one from 5 to 9 p.m. Pacific time. On the 28th, they'll be doing Team Slayer, social 8v8. And then at 10 a.m. on the 29th, it goes offline. Wah, wah, wah.
But soon after, we get that on MCC proper.
Correct.
How long after the Halo 2 fight did it come out on MCC? Well, like what, 2-3 weeks?
That was only like a week and a half. It seemed like it was pretty quick.
Okay.
I think that's so why they kind of got. I think that's why they kind of got hammered on because of the way it launched. But anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway, you know, like I tweeted earlier. I made the comment that I got to play the Halo 3 flight. I've determined that I still suck at Halo 3, even on PC. Even with mouse and keyboard. And I did play, I play with mouse and thumbstick, but anybody that's been on the stream before have seen my little nunchuck. And I said, I'm ready for Halo 4.
There you go.
Yes, I did skip ODST because ODST is just Halo 3 when it comes to mechanics, mostly.
Well, and multiplayer for ODST was only...
Firefight, so...
Which I'm honestly looking forward to that.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be a lot of fun.
I did have the opportunity to play through the entire campaign that they put out with the flight. I had zero issues playing the campaign.
That's everything, good.
Everything went through just fine. The controls stayed responsive. You know, it was really actually enjoyable for someone that doesn't play mouse and keyboard. It was an enjoyable experience. Now, I will say that I did play on easy. I didn't go, you know, legendary. I didn't go mythic. But, you know, it felt good. The integration of the mouse and keyboard control with a game that was designed to play up with controller, it worked really well. And I was very happy with it.
That's good.
You know, by no means am I a seasoned mouse and keyboard player, so.
Right. That's all right. I'm definitely not anywhere near.
Your mileage may vary.
Yeah. I'm not anywhere near what I used to be when I first started playing Halo on PC. So I've definitely got a ways to go and try to catch up there as well. Speg. No. We've heard the lore father himself, Frankie, say that heroic is the lore.
No, Speg. You're more than welcome accurate. To do that.
I mean, I'm at some point I am going to attempt Lazo because I do want those achievements.
Yeah, I don't know.
Then you just find someone. There's plenty of people in the community that have the checkpoints where you just load the checkpoint and finish it.
I've always been one of those. I like to actually earn my achievements.
For me, for the most part as well. Like there's some where it's just like, no, I'll stage this one.
Well, in on 360 when we were playing Halo Reach and mm-hmm. we had the weekly bounty of complete such and such mission on Lasso.
Mm-hmm.
I did have save games for all the missions. But, and here's the but, I created the same game. I slogged through the entire campaign on Lasso and saved my last checkpoint. So it was me playing the game. I just mm-hmm. didn't do it every time.
Right. So did you, cause you can't like save individual checkpoints unless you have a different storage device, right? So did you just have a single save on a different USB sticks or something?
No, I was actually using that Xbox. Oh, I can't think what the name of the program was. Oh,
the
was.
X tags are
but it allowed you to access the
Xbox partition.
Xbox partition. And yep. I basically just kept the save. I kept a copy of the save checkpoint on my desktop
computer.
And then I would just, whenever I needed it, I would load it onto a thumb drive and then plug it into the Xbox. That way I didn't have to worry about it resetting the checkpoint because I had the save checkpoint on the computer.
That's a smart idea.
I didn't have to, load the checkpoint and then immediately pull the storage device.
Right. That's a good idea. Which the
360 didn't like that a lot.
No, it usually
does. It tended to argue with you a little bit about that.
I bet. There's a couple other things from the community update that we haven't covered before. An update on the MCC Pro Series. The next upcoming events are June 27th is the third Pro event. July 4th is a holiday for us here in the States. July 8th will be the fourth open tournament. And then July 11th will be the fourth open tournament. And July 18th will be the fourth Pro tournament. And then over on the little radar blips that they have, there is the Halo Collector pins. I don't know if you guys have seen, and for those that are on the stream, I actually have a set of these pins. And pins? Do you actually have these pins as well? But pins? I don't know how well.
Do you have these pins?
Pins. Do you have these pins? I don't know how well this is going to come out on the stream. We'll try to see how well this works. But there are these little pins that Halo Collector came up with. Is that coming out at all, GT?
It's blurry.
Okay. Yeah, I have my focus set. So, but you guys have probably seen them online. They were giving some of these away to raise money for charity, and they almost raised $1,000 for these pins.
Cool.
So you can find those on Twitter. Just search on Halo Collector's Twitter account or Facebook page. He has high-res pictures of all the pins up there. And then there is a multiplayer team charity stream happening this Sunday. This is going to be supporting Gameheads, which is a charity organization. They're going to start at 11 a.m. Pacific time. They haven't specified how long it's going to be, but you can head on over to twitch.tv/HaloMPTeam and follow them for when they go live on Sunday. They're going to be doing a whole bunch of different activities, including speed painting, forge and custom games, and other Halo shenanigans that they'll reveal, I'm sure, on Sunday. So again, twitch.tv/HaloMPTeam. And then the high-res art that we have for this week is a Halo 5 concept art with a Guardian and Blue Team and Fire Team Osiris in the picture. A lot of people are probably familiar with this one. And then we also have one, another one from Halo 2. And I think that's all the new stuff that's in this update that we actually haven't seen elsewhere. So yeah. There is one big thing at the top, which we're actually going to save this for a little bit more of a talking point during the topic section. So we're not missing anything, but we'll get around to it. Just hold on.
We'll get there. Hang on.
We'll get there real soon. Real soon. Because I did a podcast yesterday solo trying to go through some of the content updates so we wouldn't have this show be 3 hours long. Because we just got through the Halo stuff and it's almost already been an hour. We have only a handful of community highlights for this specific episode. First one I'm going to call out is Haruspis has another blog post. This one is in reaction to the topic that we're going to talk about here in a moment. It's called Why the Banished Are the Perfect Antagonist for Halo Infinite. We'll explain a little bit of that more. Over on Forge Hub, I actually covered these in the last episode, but GT, I wanted to get your reaction on some of this stuff too, because remember the Forge Your World contest?
Mm-hmm.
We have the results.
Cool.
There's some pretty good ones in here.
Yeah.
There's a fourth place tie between two of them, and I will try to explain the... Actually, let me see if I can display this over on the stream. Yeah, that's broken, but don't worry about it. It'll be fixed for the next time we do this. So
yeah, that's I think my favorite one is the Space Needle.
The Space Needle one is very appropriate because it's Seattle, mm-hmm. and that's where 343 Industries is based. I'm a little my heart goes out to the Alamo River Rock because I'm from Texas.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously that one's my favorite. Yeah, this first one here, this is the Notre Dame.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a picture. This is a picture actually through some flowers or a flowering tree. So mm-hmm. they recreated the towers and part of the, I forget what the main part of the building is called. But they also put some of the flowers from the tree or whatever bush they were shooting it through on kind of in front of the picture as well. So this top picture here, that's the photo. And then this one is the Forge recreation of it. Looks pretty dang good.
Yeah, it does. It's amazing the coloring of the flower. I'd like to know how they did that.
Oh, yeah. Laird's in here, too. You can ask him about the pins as well. Sorry, Laird. I didn't know if you're still in here. You like to lurk a lot. So that's the first one that tied for fourth place. There's another one that tied for fourth place. This one is Patrain Jordan. Was this the same temple that the Raiders of the Lost Ark was based off of, by chance?
No, not Lost Ark.
Or not Lost Ark, but...
Last Crusade?
Yeah, that's it. Thank you.
I think it was. Yeah, I think that's the temple they used to enter when they went to look for the cup.
Right.
Anyway, that's the first thing that popped in my head when I saw it.
Same. Another really good recreation. Uh-huh. Third place is Peggy Cove Lighthouse. This is by Time Dipper. A very simple one to make, but the sky, how they got the sky that way, that's what's got me really interested in this one.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, they had to. Can you imagine them having to go around, search around the entire map to find the exact spot they needed to build this to get the lighting right?
I don't even know how you get cloud lighting that way.
Well, I think you in Halo 5 Forge, I believe you can set the time of day.
Well, like, ish. But I don't think you get that kind of color.
No. I'm not a forger.
Neither am I. My forging abilities are very amateur. I'll put it that way.
Anything worse than amateur? Because that's where I am.
There's novice.
No, worse yet.
Beginner?
Haven't touched it. Nope, not quite.
This next This next one is the Alamo Riverwalk in San Antonio, Texas, my home state. I don't know if I've been to... I've probably walked this specific part of the Riverwalk at some point. I've walked up and down both sides at some point in my lifetime. So, it's a very, very good recreation.
Yes, it is. It truly is amazing.
Even got the reflections of the trees and the building on the water. Or it might be ice that they're using for the reflection, but I would have liked to see a boat in there, because they do have the gondolas that go up and down the river, but obviously it wasn't in the picture. Still, this is a very breathtaking shot.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last one, this is of the Space Needle. I think this one might be a little biased.
No! So here's,
here's the top one. This is the actual photo. And then here's the Forge recreation. And this was by Commander Coulson. The second place one was by Bobby Elite.
Well, yeah, that's some good stuff.
It's very, very impressive. Congrats to all the forgers in here who put forth all this incredible effort. It's truly stunning to see all the amazing work that comes out of all you folks.
Mm-hmm.
It's incredible. The next Forge Hub article that we have is another contest. This is for the Attrition Custom Game Mode. So this is a game mode that's been built by one of the forgers. There's some example maps. It's a kind of a base defense style game mode, a trench warfare. I don't know if this has been around. I remember something like this that was a custom for Halo 5 back when Halo 5 Forge first came out, but if this is the same thing, then it's been refined a lot. There's, I think, mm-hmm. 5 maps that have been created by forgers, but there's also a template for those that are going to be participating in the contest. There is a $1,000 prize pool up for this. There's a little trailer that goes with it if you're interested in learning what the contest and the game mode specifically is about. But the basics are, there are 4 rounds to win, 4 minutes per round. You earn points primarily by holding the enemy team's trench, but you also get a couple points by getting kills as well. It takes 200 points to win a round, and then you get kills at the beginning of the round to raise the score and spawn more power weapons on your side of the map. So there you go. Use the example maps for inspiration. I think all of the maps have actually been used in the trailer and kind of the announcement. So that gives you an idea of how the game plays. But this contest is going to be pretty interesting. First place is going to be awarded $500, second place $300, third place $200. All of the placings and the honorable mentions will each, or from each judge, gets a Forge Hub t-shirt, which is pretty cool. Deadline for this is Midnight Central on the 5th of August. Submissions are open as of the announcement. There are a max of 3 submissions per contestants. Judges cannot submit a map. You can edit your submissions, but the last edited date must be before the submission deadline. Co-forging is okay. Obviously, no plagiarizing from other maps. Maps can be converted from other competitions. No matchmaking maps, but there has to be significant changes in order to fit the mode, and then remakes or reimaginings are permitted. So there you go. More information and details over on ForgeHub.com. On the community content side of things, we've got some YouTube stuff. Pretty much every major YouTuber has made a video about the topic that we'll talk about here in a minute, so I'm going to skip over all of those. There is a couple on here that are not related to that. First one I'm going to shout out here is from Installation 00, Disturbing Foreigner Practices. So this, he breaks down, I think, 10 different things that the foreigners did that are just very mind-blowing. I haven't watched the whole thing yet, but one of them that already stuck out to me is apparently the foreigners basically destroyed alternate realities to harness power, to power their technology. So, yeah, that's very disturbing. The next one that I'm going to have call out here is from General Kidd, or General Heed. Can the elephant protect you from the Guardians in Halo 3? Watch this video to find out. Kevin Kulex has a video about Mixer shutting down and his thoughts on how it directly affects the Halo community and what we can do to help streamers. The Domain has his video doing the UNSC Infinity prize draw. So I think we talked about that competition that he was having a couple weeks ago. They have winners picked for that one. Good old Marty O'Donnell is back at it again with some more inceptions and concepts behind his Halo music. And this one is for Brothers in Arms from Halo 3. It's about 10 minutes of him just kind of developing the track. So if you're an audiophile, like I know a few of our listeners are, then you can head on over and check that one out. And then Mr. Monopoly has started uploading again. He has quite a few new glitches that he's been working on. Some anti-load glitches, which basically is kind of taking advantage of the skip or like yanking ahead system for Halo CE. And then there's some other stuff in Halo 2 that he's been doing as well. He's just a wizard when it comes to that kind of stuff. And then for those who might remember the name Holmbaum, he's starting to upload stuff on YouTube again. He has a video titled Leaf Blower in Halo, which I think he called is either the Plasma Caster in Halo 5 or there's another weapon in Halo 3 that he called the Leaf Blower. Or sorry, Halo Reach. So that's all the YouTube stuff. All the artwork I went over, but I wanted to keep this one since it was our featured art from the podcast we did with Tim Tadabo, Voice of Guilty Spark. You want to provide some of your thoughts on this one, GT, since I shared my thoughts yesterday on the podcast, but this piece of artwork overall is pretty special.
Absolutely amazing. He basically, Archangel, he basically just threw this together for us.
In 3 hours.
Yeah.
He's here.
Yes, he's here. You didn't know he was here? He's here.
I didn't see him chatting earlier. I mean, I guess I could look at the viewer list.
Yeah, because that's always so accurate. But anyway.
right.
Dude, if this is what you do in 3 hours, I would hate. It would blow my mind what you'd do if you worked a week on something.
Well, I'm still waiting to see the showdown in the Walmart.
Oh, at this rate, it's you'll probably just all over my desk.
we're gonna see it. It's just like, okay,
we're gonna break GT.
Nope. We're it's like that'll be the day where actually what we should do. Is this what we said that like once he has that done, we would have him as a guest on the show. And we would show it off live with him on the show. Did we?
Did you say that? I don't remember.
I may have. I think I might have.
We may have discussed that. I'm not sure. I have slept.
If you're up for it, Archangel.
I have slept since that discussion, and there were no notes taken, so I can't confirm or deny that.
Fair enough.
It's not in the show notes. Oh.
Fair point. You don't even have a microphone? I mean, you don't have to have a webcam, but and show the thing. We don't have it to show it yet, Laird. Over on the tweets side of things, before we take our streaming break, you want to hit the latest Lore Thursday? Kind of is related to what we're going to talk about in our topic section, but...
Yeah, sure.
Oh, Archangel's in the UK. Well, We could set aside a weekend show if we wanted to try to do that. Anyways, we'll talk about it later. Sorry, GT. Proceed.
For Halopedia's Lore Thursday, led by the Jerohani warlord Atriox, the Banished are a mercenary organization and a splinter faction that rebelled against the Covenant Empire and rose to power after the conclusion of the Human Covenant War.
The Banished. I can just hear Isabel in the back of my head. The brute. Atriox.
I have to admit, they did a really good job with her.
They did.
Well, really with the whole game, but
the Halo Wars games have been great.
One of my favorite parts about that is when you have Cutter interacting with
Isabel.
Anyway, and she starts thinking about something and working on a problem, and she basically just blows him off. she puts her hand up and says, "Wait a minute." I just thought that was just kind of funny. That is probably, Isabel is probably the most human AI that they've done so far with her temperament.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah. I could.
They
I
all agree with have that. A personality and they all have varying levels of humanity. I mean, even with Cortana and the way they portrayed her in Halo 5 or Halo 4, I still think Isabel showed more of a human personality than any of the other AIs so far.
I would agree with that. Yeah.
Yes,
I would say so.
Well, actually, technically, she is a military AI because she was created by Oni.
Even though her primary function is logistics.
But her primary roles are logistics, not war.
Not infiltration and cracking code. But she still has that capability.
As she proved.
Yeah.
I mean, it was her idea to cut the Banished ship in half with Sentinels.
Mm-hmm. It's
a pretty good idea. It worked.
Yep, and she hacked in and stirred the hornet's nest, and they came a-coming. Came a-running. Gosh, those cutscenes are so pretty.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, Know Your Halo is back. We've got the latest one from Podcast Evolved. This one is, what is the given name for the Prophet of Regret? There's four options. Lodmaron, Ord Casto, Hod Rumt, and McKen Scriabin.
Did I say that right? Scriabin.
Scriabin. Most of the people are, well, I won't give it away because the poll is still up. But there's a pretty wide
split. I'll give you a hint. It's not C.
No. It's, yeah.
Like I said.
You got one freebie.
There's your hint.
You got
it's
one
not
freebie.
C.
And the next one we have here comes from Ascend Hyperion, who we're actually going to have as a guest on our show next week to actually talk about this.
Cool!
He has a little announcement on Twitter. He writes, Forge map showcases are important to drive the Forge community. Today, I am officially returning map showcases to my channel. All Forge iterations included. If you know anyone who forges or enjoys Forge content, get this video to them. And for those that are in the chat, here is a link to his little announcement video. We're going to have him on the show next week to talk about this showcase. Because, funny enough, we actually, Writing Spartan and I decided to actually start doing our Forger highlights. And we actually have our first one lined up. Jordan's working on actually getting a time, because he's in the UK and the first one that we're interviewing is here in the States, so trying to get time differences matched up. But we're going to start doing our own, like we do the Machinima Monday and the Streamer Showcase, we're going to have a Forge Spotlight Fridays on the website.
Cool!
So, interesting that this kind of timed up the way it did. But we're going to have a Ascend Hyperion for him to talk a little bit more about the showcase, what he intends to do with it, and it should be an interesting discussion on Forge next week. Might dive a little bit into Forge wishlist type stuff as well.
Note to 343, fix your file share. Oh,
for note to 343, have a file share for MCC.
for Halo Infinite, find a better way to organize custom games. Something better than the order you downloaded them in. That doesn't actually work most of the time. Random is not good.
No.
By map, or by name, or something.
It wouldn't be that hard to make a collection as well, where, okay, you can collect a game mode with a map, or a set of maps, like, for this attrition contest. Mm-hmm. Make a collection of the attrition game mode, the template map, and the five other maps, and basically have a link to that collection, and you can download it.
Mm-hmm.
Should be simple enough.
Yeah. There is a one suggestion I would like is a separate tag in the description of a map with the game type that is to be used. That way, forgers have a set place to put that, and they don't have to put it in with the description of the map.
That would be nice. Almost kind of like a... this is the first thing that's coming to mind, but back on the back of 360 boxes where it used to say it's one and two player for a campaign,
mm-hmm.
4 to 6 player for multiplayer, it had online support, it had split screen support. Like, have those bubbles, but for game modes. So if we're on the map, like, you have the bubbles of, okay, this supports
mm-hmm.
Slayer and CTF. That way you know, okay, there's not a game mode, or the map doesn't have the spawn points for Oddball or Territories or whatever.
Right. And then when you get into your mini games, give them the opportunity to actually put the name of the game mode in and how many players the game mode supports.
Or part of that collection thing is, if you choose the map, automatically select the game mode that's tied in that collection.
Well, I mean, for, you know, download purposes. That way you make sure you get
right
both halves. You know, if they don't do the collection thing.
Right, right.
You know, just some way to link the map to the game type.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that'd be nice. Anyways.
More wishes coming soon.
Yeah. We will see. So we kind of hopped around a little bit. We're going to go back to Waypoint stuff. We actually have the community spotlight from last week. Or was it 2 weeks ago? Last week. Oh, Rage More Nerd. Hey, what's up?
Hey, Rage, what's up?
Changed the username. I figured it was you with Rage and Fury. But no, that's cool. Thank you for the follow earlier.
Appreciate it.
So, heading on over to the update. Of course, we have the notable mention at the top. Let me get this changed over here. A little art piece for reaching 1 million followers on Instagram.
1 million!
Horidaku? I'm guessing that's how you say that name?
I'm not even going to attempt it.
Yeah, that's fine. So that's for 1 million on Instagram. And then we have our creme de la creme at the very front. We Are ODST by Amos Yan. Which is a really, really cool piece.
Yes, it is. It's probably my most favorite piece of the whole article.
Well, that's why it's the creme de la creme, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then we have the one at the very bottom. I guess we'll go ahead and jump on down to that one real quick. Timmy the whale playing in the ocean.
Hey, Timmy!
Hello, Timmy!
Was it, the last time we played Halo 5, I finally got my Timmy helmet.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I forget what weird circumstances you had to get it, but I finally got my Timmy helmet.
It was either the Timmy helmet or something else, but it was a mystery for a while, and I think it was playing like 50 Forge maps in custom games.
Yeah.
Something like that. It could have been more, but I think it was some combination of that.
Yeah, I finally got my Timmy pack.
Yay. I'm not even going to attempt to do the noise because I know I'll do it horribly, so everyone can be spared of that one. Well, it has a little, like, dolphin cackle.
I know. Yeah. I can't do dolphins.
I cannot either, so I won't try. This first one is from GT. This is Banshee by Blurry Spirits. First one in the update.
I just like the Banshee doing the loop in the background.
In the background, yeah.
Yeah.
The next one that we have chosen, I'm looking, this one, the Trilogy. This is by FireDragon04. So very that abstract art, but mixed in with silhouettes of the Master Chief. I think that one looks really, really cool. This next one, Tribute to June by Leo Grit. kind of has that fistful of arrows vibe, but also has the stone rings from the Infinite trailer from 2018.
Mm-hmm.
And then June's helmet on the rock. Very Reach-esque. So there's lots of different aspects going into this one. It's really cool. Let's see. Next one. This one is from UGT. This one's called Reclaimer.
Mm-hmm.
Or not from you. It's one that you picked, but
one that Reclaimer, I picked. Yeah. No, I did not do this one.
This is by Christopher Lozano. Very interesting piece. As a brute chieftain with a gravity hammer, and then looks like mini Arbiter or cartoon Arbiter in a way. Behind him, and then Chief holding up a magnum to the brute chieftain. And then, of course, in the background, there's some more brutes fighting against Marines and Warthog. There's plasma and AR rounds going to and from. A couple
of banshees. We definitely recommend you check out the update if you haven't already.
The update? They add something? Sorry.
No, the community. This article.
Oh, gotcha. The community spotlight.
Spotlight, sorry. Brain fart.
Yeah. It's all good. Then this next one is one I picked. This is Stargazers by Abigail Hanna. So kind of reminiscing to
the Starry Night trailer.
Yep. Instead of John and who was it?
Oh, I can't think of her name.
Hunt the Truth, yeah. Some of the chat will know. But instead of her, it's Chief in his suit and Cortana. Samantha? Doesn't quite sound right. I mean, you could be right, Arkiboo, but I honestly don't remember at the moment.
No, it wasn't Kelly.
No, it was not Kelly. This one I almost put in, but since it was referenced in the community update, I did choose this one. Never mind. This is Halo Infinite by the Axis Mind on Reddit. Has a very Halo CE feel to it as well.
Yes, it does.
Although there's quite a bit of Halo CE inspiration in Halo Infinite anyway, so Ellie Bloom. There we go. Thank you, Arkiboo. Might as well call this one out. This Grunt Plushie.
Mm-hmm.
This Grunt Major Plushie by JetpackZombie777 on Reddit. Here's another one for you. Distance by She-Wolf. This is another cool little Guilty Spark one.
Yep.
Very cool piece. And then I had one or two more. Oh, I did want to call out this one. This one's from Haruspis. He did some screenshots with Fletch and got some stuff from Halo 5. So just shout honorable mention there. And this one is my last one. There's a subtitle, This Is Not Your Grave, But You're Welcome in it. It's a Flood-themed Halo poster made by Josh Mightyomus, one on Twitter. And I'll blow this up for those on stream to see. But it can almost pass as a book cover, too.
Mm-hmm.
Halo Gravemind. So those are our picks for the week. As GT said, highly recommend you go over and check these out yourselves if you want to see the rest of the stuff over on the community spotlight.
Those are just our top picks. Those aren't all the best pictures in there.
Right. Those are just the ones that we like the most, because if we went through all of them, we'd be here for an hour.
And yes, we've done that. And we've been here for an hour or two.
And that's why we changed. Okay. So, on to the big topic of discussion.
Was there a topic today? I wouldn't know what that would be.
Yeah. Well, we talked about one of them already.
I banished the idea of that.
No. Well, don't get too far ahead of yourself, because today's topic is Master Chief armor related. No, I'm kidding. It is banished. Yes. But we have the community poll from 2 weeks ago that we still have unanswered.
Yes.
That I want to touch on before we get too much into the banished weeds a little bit. So this was going in before we actually had, or it was the Tuesday before we had Tim on the show. So we kind of didn't do that one yet. So we're going to go ahead and cover it now real quick. But our latest community poll, which we put on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, was what is everyone's favorite Master Chief armor, and I actually have the wrong Twitter link for.
Yes, you do.
Yeah. Oops.
Way to go there, Dust.
Oopsies. Now I gotta go find the actual post. Or no, was this the latest one?
No, that's
No. I think that is the latest one. I forgot to update the title. I think that is the latest. No, it is. Okay. No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. The title is wrong on the show notes. Way to go, Dust. The proper one this week is, what is everyone's favorite campaign playable characters? This is excluding DLC. And there's quite a bit, actually. If you take a look at Halo 3 ODST, Halo 5, Halo Wars, which that got a little tricky, but I kind of decided to not do DLC, and that eliminated quite a few of them. So the options that we have for this week are, of course, Master Chief, very first one. But how would you not have that one? And then we have the Arbiter Thelvadam. And then we go into Halo 3 with the two Side Elite characters, which also got a book mention as well. Enthos Sram and Uze Thaham. From Halo Wars, we have James Cutter, John Forge, Professor Anders, Jerome 092, Alice 130, and Douglas 042. From ODST, we have the Rookie, Buck, Mickey, Romeo, Dutch. From Reach, we have Noble Six. From the Twin Stick Shooters, we have Sarah Palmer and Spartan Davis. And then from Halo 5, we have Fred, Linda, Kelly, Jameson Locke, Holly Tanaka, and Olympia Vale. So there we go. Starting off on Facebook, we actually have a response on Facebook this time.
Yay! Okay, yay. I gotta ask, for Fred, Linda, and Kelly, where did you get those pictures?
Waypoint. Those are the official images from their bio pages on Waypoint. The only ones that are not from Waypoint are Davis and Noble Six. Yeah. Anyways, you can tell that these were posted up there before Halo 5 came out. So this one is from Dev Garpy. Don't know if I'm saying that right. I'm sorry if I'm butchering it. They say, other than Chief, Noble Six and Rookie are probably the best. There you go. Over on Instagram, we have a response over there as well. This one from Micah Bandy. For him, it's going to be Douglas. Or no? Oh, he pulled the pins. He wrote OJ, which was Douglas, but is right below John Forge. But he follows up with John Forge. So Forge for him. Probably the best non-Bungie character made simply because of his commitment to the core. The comedic and serious role he plays both in gameplay and cutscene, and for the record, he'd kick the Arbiter's butt the first time if the lady hadn't stopped him.
I always loved that line.
Yep. Over in the Twitch chat, we've got Fred from Laird, Buck from Big Daddy.
Good choices.
Yep. Frizzled says, my favorite character is Mixer. I hope he doesn't fall off or die off. Too soon. Too soon. Okay, over on to Twitter, which is where the bulk.
That character is going to be killed next season. Oh.
Heyo. on Twitter, where we get most of our interactions. Actually, I should check Discord real quick to see if we had responses over there. I think we had a few. Not as many, I think, as we've had in the past, but I think we did have a few. For Sal, it was kind of a no-brainer, Master Chief, or Pins, Halo. And yeah, that was the only one. Pins was the only one to respond in Discord this week.
I have to admit, as far as on Twitter, I like Lane's answer.
You want to just go ahead and read that one off?
Yeah. I feel like choosing Master Chief is cheating, but it'd be him.
I mean, that's Thel kind of the main character. Pick. I mean, his name is Halo, right?
Yeah. Sure.
Yep. Frizzle says on Twitter, so his actual response, it's going to have to say Cutter for him. At Not Present 2 says Noble 6 for his courage, dedication, and skill that saved the human race. We've got Nandito 104. He's going to go with Fred 104.
Hmm. That's suspicious. There.
He says, besides being a member of Blue Team and having a pretty kick-ass armor, or badass armor, he's capable of choosing the right person for the right job, referring to him outranking Master Chief yet following his orders. Interesting. Interesting take on that one. And then we've got Ryuji Gunblade. They say, I feel like Johnson deserves a spot here anyways. Well, can't play as Johnson. And he's a DLC character for, well, not even campaign DLC. He's multiplayer DLC. So, no. We might have a sidekick poll. I've been toying around with that idea, but I don't know how many would fit on that, so that might be a little ambitious for a poll. We'll see.
I'd have to think about that one.
Yeah. Because there's a lot you could do there.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot. That could get into one of those, well, didn't include this person? Why didn't you include this person? Why didn't you get this guy?
That could go so wrong, yes.
Yeah, so we'll think on it, but it probably won't happen. Just going to be honest on that. Sidekicks have to go with the eggheads. Oh, jeez. No. No, that's run its course. That's done. Yeah, no. So, that was our poll from last week. We'll have another one coming up next week.
As soon as he figures out what it's going to be.
I'm trying to think of something Forge related since Sentai is going to be on. So, have to rattle my brain on that one. Here we go. What's your favorite Forge effect from Halo 3? Everyone just juicy or old timey.
We could do something along the lines of like, what's your favorite new feature? What was your favorite feature that was introduced in Halo 5's Forge?
Could I even fit that on the whole page?
Well, you limit down. Probably want some suggestions from the community first, but
that one might be a little difficult too. We'll have to see. So that was the community poll. Thanks for those who responded to us. Not as many results this time, so it's kind of hard to draw a conclusion of what, other than Master Chief, what people's favorites might be.
Yeah.
But it is what it is. All right. The thing that everyone's been waiting for us to talk about is the Halo More trailer is coming out this weekend.
Damn time.
Spoiler alert, this is actually the second time we've released this trailer, but it's been remastered, so it actually is a lot better. But yeah.
470 years ago, we released the Halo Mole trailer.
But no, the actual thing that we're going to talk about is Banished Confirm and Infinite. Finally, no more toy leaks, no more. Oh, this is. Yeah, Banished. It's all in here. It's all mega constructs and no official word. Well, now we have official word and we don't have to keep guessing anymore. So there is a little tease video that was dropped. Was it yesterday?
Yep.
Or Tuesday? Yesterday.
I don't know. Let me check. No, it was yesterday. It was one day ago.
Okay. So yesterday, Halo put out a video that basically, some UNSC comm station intercepted the transmission, decrypted it, and it's the voice of some brute basically saying that there are forces on the ring and we are going to control it, humanity will burn, and we are the Banished. So Banished is confirmed for Infinite. Then they do what they do with Jewel on Halo 5. I don't think they're going to make that mistake again, Big Daddy, but yeah, I don't think that's, I don't think that's going to be much of a concern this time around, or at least I would hope not. I would hope they have learned their lesson. I'm pretty sure they would have at this point, but.
It's amazing how somebody can take a 1 minute and 15 second trailer and the theories that I've heard just absolutely blow my freaking mind.
They're all over the place. Oh, and so
Halo community, I love you, but sometimes I think you overthink things.
That's what we do, especially the lore people. We overanalyze till we find a reason for something. You know these people.
I don't. I know. Like I said, I love the Halo community, but sometimes you take it just.
So let's get to some of the obvious points. And Pins brings up a good one. The voice that's in this one, there's been a lot of debate on, is it Aatrox? Is it some other brute? The general consensus is that it's not Aatrox, it's some other brute. Because the voice in this clip isn't as deep as Aatrox was in Halo Wars 2. And...
Well, the words chosen as well also lean towards that. There are... Sure. You know, there's a sentence in there, for his glory. And I don't see Aatrox saying that.
No.
But, and this is the but part, we don't
know... There's one in every room.
We don't know what role the Banished is going to play in Halo Infinite either. They're obviously going to be antagonists. But we don't know where this created storyline is going to go either.
No.
Because they need to wrap that up in some way. So, and someone made a point that so far they haven't really mentioned the created or the Guardians. They have had Cortana in one of the trailers.
Mm-hmm. That was another thing that was mentioned by a couple of people.
And there's been theories that the Banished have joined the created. I really don't see that.
Yeah, I agree with you on that one. I don't see...
Yeah, the whole thing with created is that you don't fight. You surrender your defenses to the created. The created provides for you. I just don't see the Banished doing that.
Yeah, I don't either. So, that's a couple of things. The next couple of things that I've heard so far is it one of the other characters from Halo Wars? And I don't think it's like Vordis or Pavium. Doesn't sound like the same voice profile either.
Well, we know it's not Decimus, because we already killed Decimus.
Right, there's that too.
But, you know, he has several lieutenants. And I don't believe that all of his forces were at the Ark. A sizable chunk of them, but I don't believe all of his forces were at the Ark. But the other deal is they mention a Halo ring in there.
Mm-hmm.
But also, which Halo ring? Because keep in mind, in the storyline, we have two Halo rings in play.
It's probably the Halo ring.
We still have two Halo rings in play. We have
about the one from the end of Halo Wars 2?
Right. And then we also have Zeta Halo. So there's two rings in play here. So, you know, which ring are they actually talking about when they're talking about the ring?
I wouldn't see them do a story on two rings, especially...
Well...
With how they're kind of...
We have a one destroyed ring. Or I should say one damaged ring. What damaged that ring?
Right.
Remember what it took to damage the first one. They blew up the Pillar of Autumn to destroy the first ring. So whatever hit the ring has got some potency.
So, well, here's another thing. We saw how easy it was for Anders to take a chunk out. Could someone get in and do, like, kick enough chunks out where it basically you just eject a section of it, because the rest of the ring is still intact, so that explosive force...
Well, see, that's just it. It's a ragged cut. It doesn't look like it was a section that was ejected. Because, you know, even in the books, and yeah, I know I'm referencing a book on this, they do mention it's a clean section. It's a clean cut. You know, they describe it as a block of ring moving along the edge. And that would make the most sense, because that would be the easiest way to section in a new piece, is if it's a nice straight cut.
Yeah. Again, it's a lot of speculation.
Like I said, we don't know nothing. There's 500 ways we can do this.
I don't know, Pens. They're like, all the... So Hidden Experiment made this point on his video. And it's an interesting take on things. But, like, with this audio clip, and with the previous two E3 trailers, the created in Guardians hasn't explicitly been talked about whatsoever.
Right.
And you were kind of talking about that a second ago, GT.
Like I said, you know, the only thing along the created storyline that we've gotten in any of the trailers is Cortana. In the last trailer that we got that we got last year.
Right.
That's it. And we've gotten references to the AI chip in the first and the second trailer. So that's as far as that storyline has been hinted at for Infinite.
Right.
Now, they're going to have to do something with it. I don't know what. And I don't know how it's going to play into the overall story of the game. Just keep in mind that it's not out of Halo's history to be fighting two separate enemies at the same time.
True.
It started with the very first game. We fought the Covenant and we fought the Flood in the same game.
That is true. They could reintroduce the Flood with this. I mean, it is another Halo, and I don't know enough of Zeta Halo's backstory to, like, what experiments were done with the Flood on Zeta Halo, if any. I don't know if someone in here has more history on that.
No, Zeta Halo was, of the rings that they've described, was heavily, there was a lot of Flood testing done on that ring on humans. There was a grave mind on Zeta Halo.
So, yeah, it's certainly possible. Interesting. Eric Kubu brought up an interesting thing. Maybe Unicy blew up that section as asset denial. And that kind of begs another question.
Like
asset
I said, denial with
for
who? What?
The Banished or for Cortana? Or Flood, even. Zeta Halo is where Minica Bias was turned to join the Flood.
Yes. But it's in the Forerunner trilogies.
Right.
Mainly.
It was beads.
It was beads.
That's funny.
But, you know, there's... Yes, the Flood can come back. I just don't know. Because right now, they've got two major enemies. Two active major enemies. I don't know how throwing the Flood in there would... You know, how it would affect the game.
It's hard to say at this point, because we haven't had the Flood in the first-person shooter games in a long time.
No, not since Halo 3.
No.
Well, I mean, we had them in Halo Wars 2, but, you know, the expansion. And
right.
It is possible that they could introduce it from that direction, from the arc.
It is?
I just don't see them having three major enemies in one game.
Well, and it's hard to know because we've had, you know, if the times in or the years in the latest trailers kind of aren't any indication, it's been 3 years since the end of Halo 5. A lot could happen in that time frame.
Right.
And I'm assuming we'll probably get a lot of info from the book that's coming in October.
And I really, really hope it doesn't touch on the created storyline.
I have to imagine it touches on it at least a little bit.
I don't want them to finish the storyline in a book.
Oh, okay.
I mean, yeah, I'm sure that they'll talk about it. But like I said, I don't really think it would be good for them to advance the created storyline in a book. Maybe more detail on it, but not move the time frame along. Halo 4. Yeah. I mean, Halo 4, great story. I loved I love the story. As far as storytelling, it's probably the best one of all the games, except maybe ODST. It's right up, you know, ODST is right up there with it. The problem was, is that you had to read the books to really get the story.
Right.
Because the books brought the chief's story forward, sort of.
Well, and the whole thing with the Erdidact and the comics, how he didn't die in Halo 4, but he died in the comics.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's... They said he died, but, I mean, it's always possible they could bring him back. He's the Didact. He's been dead several times now.
He's the Didon't.
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry.
No.
I'm sorry, folks. Frizzle goes, boo. Did act to live on, or on to live. I'm not the only one.
You know, when we start talking Didact, there's so many different theories out there that we could do a whole show on that, probably. Just from this trailer, I find it odd that last sentence, humanity will burn. Up until now, the only reason the Banished engaged in human forces is because they were keeping them away from something they wanted to take. Supplies, equipment, weapons, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
They're not a religious sect. You know, not like the Covenant was. You know, they don't want to destroy humanity just because humanity is an affront to their religion.
But wouldn't you want to think that if humanity is trying to control the rings for a strategic advantage, or they might perceive it that way?
But, I mean, in comparison, the Banished is relatively small compared to the human forces. Don't get me wrong. I mean, they're a formidable group. But right now, the largest portion of their collective is trapped on the Ark.
Do we know that for sure?
Well, yeah, their ship was destroyed at the end of Halo 2.
But that was one ship. I mean, with
that was one ship. It was one ship, and it takes it under in normal slip stakes. It takes months to get there because of how far it is. But do you think I'm not saying that in 3 years that they didn't get another ship there.
But do you think their whole forces would have been on the Ark?
I said a sizable chunk of their force.
Sure.
And without transportation, that means they're trapped there.
But there's always...
I'm not saying they didn't find another way. It's just the way from the information that we have so far.
Sure.
Okay. And granted, like you said, it's been 3 years since the end of Halo 5.
I mean, they could have found a way to reactivate the slipspace portal on the Ark, for all we know. True.
But also, during this entire time, Captain Cutter has been there pounding on the Banished on the Ark.
True.
Okay.
It'd be cool to see a little cameo from him in Infinite.
Yeah. Well, I think if they're gonna I would think if they're doing the Banished, they're gonna have to do something with the Spirit of Fire.
At least a reference.
Yeah. Cause I mean, Anders took the Halo ring to try to get a signal out to the UNSC to say, hey, we're here.
Mm-hmm. We saw how well that went.
Well, it's not saying it didn't work.
And she just got intercepted by a Guardian.
Are we sure about that?
We saw the Guardian at the end of Halo Wars 2.
Did it stay or did it leave? That's the deal.
Well, okay. Sure. The immediate moments that happened after it got yanked out of slipspace, maybe not, but kind of gut reaction is, oh, Cortana has control over Halo Ring.
Right.
Is it the same Halo Ring from the end of Halo 5?
And then there we go. That wasn't Zeta Halo, though.
No. That's Installation 09.
But everything that we've been pointed to so far is that the game takes place on Zeta Halo.
Right. I don't know. The whole two Halos thing, I don't see that.
Like, I'm just stating that in the storyline, right now we have two active installations. Two active rings. The replacement for the one that we blew up in CE.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have
Zeta. Then blew up again in Halo 3.
Well, yeah. Then we blew up the replacement for the replacement. Or this is the replacement for the replacement of the first one we blew up.
Right.
So it's just interesting. It's really, and you know, and we just assume that at the end of Halo 5, that is Anders, the ring that Anders is on.
Well, we don't know.
Yeah, we don't know for sure.
It's just an assumption.
We just know that Cortana's found a Halo ring.
Right.
Which with the fact that she's got access to the domain, she probably knows where they all are.
Well, limited access to the domain. Right.
I don't think so.
I like read something somewhere or heard something that's not full domain. Like there's parts of the domain that are still like missing or not accessible.
It could be. But there again, supposedly the domain was repaired by Bornstellar at the end of, that was in the short stories. Their last little collection of short stories, what was the name of that one?
Was that Fractures?
Yeah, I think it was Fractures.
Or Tales from Subspace, one of the two.
It was Fractures. Oh.
Could be Fractures.
Anyway.
Hey, G.
Hey, what's
yes,
up,
you're dude? You're over on the right platform now. So, there's still a lot of questions. There's a lot of things that this trailer doesn't answer, and it has seemed to cause more questions than it has answered, because the only thing it really answers for sure is, well, we know the Banish is infinite now, since we didn't already know it from all the Mega Constructs.
Yeah, that part's been confirmed.
Unofficially confirmed. So, yeah, now there's a whole bunch more questions out there. And every single YouTuber within 24 hours that does any kind of news coverage talked about this video. I think
until within 8 hours.
I think Uber Nick takes the cake, and I think he had a video up within 20 minutes. 20 minutes.
Well, that's definitely jumping on the story.
No kidding. So, yeah, that's all we have for tonight. One little piece of information. Since everyone's been hammering for information, it's caused a lot of discussion.
Well, you have to admit, it's been a pretty dry period.
It has. It really has.
Since its announcement, the information has been really Spartan.
Really Spartan?
Yeah.
We're all about the puns tonight, aren't we? July is going to be interesting. Granted, this is the Halo community. We always overanalyze and react to stuff.
Yeah, wait till we get some real information. Oh, God.
Right. Yeah. That'll be interesting.
That'll be 2 or 3 weeks worth of videos.
Yeah, probably. Be plenty of roundtable discussions on the podcast here. We'll be getting all those YouTubers on. It's like, okay, let's have a discussion of what you thought in your video, and let's talk about it. That'll be interesting to see. For sure. So that's going to wrap it up for the topics tonight. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. Again, we will be on Mixer only probably for the next couple of weeks because Mixer is going away, and we'll have DJ back next week on the show. With that said, you can follow us on all of our social media. We are on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Just search for Pod Tackling. You can find us there. We also have Twitch, which is going to become our primary streaming platform. Again, stay tuned to us on Twitch or Twitter, social media, that kind of stuff, to see what exactly we plan to do over the next month. We might go exclusively Twitch. We might look into keeping YouTube, but not exactly sure. But one thing is for sure, we will not be on Mixer for much longer. You can interact with us on Discord, in our Spartan Company, or our Xbox Club. For Discord, you can go to podtackler.com/Discord. That is where the bulk of our community interacts when we're not streaming. For Spartan Company, you can find us at podtackler.com/company. And then Xbox Club, podtackler.com/Xbox. For those that are part of the Xbox Club, we do routinely check over there for any content that is shared to include in our Tales from the Foxhole segment. So that's any kind of film clips or screenshots you want to share for us to talk about on the show. We like to highlight our own community of gamers that support Podtacular on the regular, and no pen. We do not have a MySpace. Stop that. So yeah, if you have any funny stories within Halo or if anything that's Halo or gaming related, feel free to share with us. We'd love to talk about it and hear from you. And no, Mixer didn't mix well. You can check out the podcast on iTunes, Spotify, Google Podcasts, TuneIn, and anywhere else that you can find podcast services. If we are not on the platform that you normally listen to, please reach out to us and let us know. That way we can get the podcast on there, and you can listen to the podcast where you would like to. Our live stream schedule is now actually in the schedule portion of Twitch, since they rolled that out recently. But for those that just listen to the download, we have our podcast streaming at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Yes, we are on Spotify, Frizzled. 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on Thursdays. That is 5:30 p.m. Pacific, 1:30 a.m. GMT. That is 2:30 p.m. Australian Eastern and 12:30 p.m. Australian Western for those down there. Shout out to the DJ crew. On Fridays, we have our Frag and Fridays hosted by GT. That takes place at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time as well. Make sure you head on over to the Discord. That is where we put up the poll to determine what we will be playing for Frag and Friday. The options are MCC or Halo 5 on Xbox, and then MCC on PC. So if you have a particular desire for a platform, then go on over and vote. For Achieving Halo, that will be coming on Sundays at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. This coming Sunday, we will still be doing the Halo 3 Insider since it did get extended, so no achievements, but we will be doing the Halo 3 PC, so for those who want to get their PC fix, come on over on Sunday and let's have some fun. You can support the Podtacker community in a number of different ways, especially helping us out here on the staff side of stuff with checking out our Patreon page. You can head on over to podtacker.com/Patreon. And check out a number of different ways that you can help us out. We have tiers from $2 all the way up to $10. And they do a various amount of different things, including getting you access to show notes, access to VODs of the podcast live stream, access to merch if you're a patron for a certain amount of time, the ability to contribute to nominating a topic for us to talk about in a specific month. And again, all that's over at podtacker.com/Patreon. So go over and check that out. And want to shout out our current patrons that are over there. We have Confal, we have Leberkas, and GT. This is a new one. We have a new top tier, $10 tier contributor. His name is Nick Palmer. And he's just not contributing at the $10 tier. He's actually contributing at the $10 tier for $30 a month.
Wow.
Yeah. Was that you, Frizzled? You didn't have your Discord linked or gamer tag and stuff like that, so I didn't know if that was you or not. Okay, so that's Frizzled.
So is Sarah your sister?
Oh, man. Woo! Anyways.
No comment.
Yeah, if you're in the If you're in the Discord, Frizzled, you should have the ability to link your Discord, and then you get the patron role in Discord. But thank you for $30 a month. That you're appreciate going it. Above and beyond. And then you even subscribed here on Twitch, so you're giving us $35 a month. Oh, and since pins... Oh, wow. So I just realized, with pins doing his gifted subs... And with Frizzled now, we're already past halfway of me matching to ACLU. That's kind of impressive. We just started this, and then we're already like halfway to matching for that.
Cool.
So yeah, for those that don't know, we here at Podtacular believe that the Halo community should be a space that's safe for everybody. So kind of during this whole time of kind of awareness and awakening in the sense of social injustice. I'm personally going to match up to $117 of anything that is contributed through Patreon, through Twitch subscribers, through donations, or what we earn through our Amazon affiliate link to ACLU. If we get more than the 117, we'll obviously all the proceeds that we get from that will go straight to that. But anything that we get, I will personally match $117 to ACLU. And we're already halfway there. So we just talked about Patreon. Another way that you can get give support to the podcast is through your Amazon purchases. So with everyone living and working from home, I'm sure there's been a lot of people going to Amazon making purchases. And there's a way that you can give Podtacular a little aid through that. What you can do is get all your stuff in your shopping cart and then head on over to podtacular.com/Amazon. And then when you check out, we get a small cut of what Amazon earns through purchases. You don't have to pay anything extra. It just comes straight out of what you see on your cart value. So, yeah, if you want to contribute that way, then we'd be more than appreciated then that you do that. And then for donating, you can donate to us directly through PayPal, going to podtacular.com/donate if you'd rather go that route. And since we're kind of making the swing back to Twitch, I'm also going to mention that we are partnered on Twitch, so you can subscribe at the different tier levels over there, and we also get a little cut of that as well. Just to reiterate, since we are going over Twitch, GT, you want to reshare your Twitch details for where people can check you out?
Oh, if you want to give me a follow on Twitch, you can find me at GodzillaT. If you ever have any questions, you can find me on Twitter at GodzillaTodd. And my gamer tag is GodzillaT. Be sure to shoot me a message if you would like to join in on Fraggin' Fridays. Party starts at 8:30 p.m. This week, we still be on Twitch, Mixer, and YouTube. And I look forward to seeing you all then.
Very nice. And Pins is on the trigger and provided all of our Twitch links. Thank you, Pins, for that. I am at Duststorm on Twitter, Twitch. I think it's different for most other places, but those are the two important ones, Twitter and Twitch. And then DJ Blue PDX is also making the move over to Twitch. That is his handle. So make sure you go on over there and follow him there. That is going to be the podcast for tonight. Any final words, GT?
Everybody have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you.
And be nice.
Yes, be safe. Be kind to your fellow man or woman or other...
Dog, cat, squirrel. Well, maybe not squirrel, but...
I mean, I love squirrels.
Squirrel!
All right. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in with the live stream. We hope to see more people come over here on the Twitch side of things. But until next week, or until the next time you hear our lovely voices, keep on fragging them trucks.